Again, I didn't grow up in the church. I didn't grow up sitting here like some of the children here, sitting here, being taught the Word of God, hearing the Word of God, knowing the Word of God. I didn't have any of that. And so when God saved me at 19 years of age, it was like a blank slate in terms of spiritual knowledge. I didn't know anything at all. And mercifully, my eyes were opened to understand my need. I felt the weight of my sin. I was taught that Christ alone is the answer. God worked by His Spirit, working in me, changing my heart, and I cried out to the Lord. And then things happened. And there's two that stand out in my mind that were used of God to help me realize something's happened here. And I can't put you there. You would have to know. My wife, we knew each other at that time, so she's well familiar with all of this, but there was something, one thing affected my walk, another affected my speech. The one that came first was affecting my walk. Instantaneously upon my conversion, my crying out to God, one of the first inquiries I made, and this was like 2 a.m. in the morning, asking, when do the young people meet? When do the other young Christians meet? I had spent years darkening places of sin every single weekend for probably close to 2 or 3 years, up until the point I was 19. I mean, I was religious, like to use that term, I was religiously present. Even when my friends had no money to be there, I would go on my own. Part of the furniture of the place that I would darken. Just like always there. Always there. And then instantly, it's like you're driven to this one place and instantly your interest for that place has gone completely. I didn't fight. I didn't think to myself, I guess I can't go there anymore. Nor did my mother say, as a Christian now, you can't go to those places. God, by His Spirit, working in me, in that instance, gave me a desire to be where the Christian young people were. I can't explain that, except His work in my heart. It makes no sense looking back, based on what I knew and mostly my ignorance. Why, what was that? God. The other thing that happened 2 days later was when I had an awful tongue when it came to misuse of the Lord's name, invoking the Lord's name in contexts in which it did not apply, and using it to punctuate my speech in ways that were so dishonorable to God. And it was such a habit I can't explain to you. I've not heard anyone in America use the Lord's name the way I used it at that time in my life. I've not met them. It was constant. And I stood at my place of work on the Wednesday after my conversion, in the afternoon, going about my business, and I had this epiphany. Like this kind of recognition, this realization that hit me. I haven't used the Lord's name that way since I cried out to Him. Not once. Not once. We are talking about a habit over years. A habit which you're not even conscious. It's as natural as blinking. You don't think about it. And 2 days later, it's gone. That is God's work. His evidence of life where it did not exist. And God working in our hearts, changing our lives. And so I was so encouraged when Mr. Habiger called us to sing a cappella the fourth verse, because I have it here, because it's our testimony. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. That's where we were. Fast bound in sin. Oblivious to where it was taking us. Thine eye diffused a quickening or a life-giving ray. I woke the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Praise God. That's what regeneration produces.